Welcome to the Oscar Show, a weekly program focusing on scholarship, creativity, and research, produced by WTJU and the College of Arts and Sciences at the University of Virginia. I'm Jacob Cannon. In our previous show, we looked at the work of evolutionary biologist Laura Galloway and her work indicating that maternal plants give cues to their offspring that help them adapt to their environment. Today's show, from an article published on the Oscar website written by Morgan Allen Estabrook, we welcome in the promise of the new year as we discuss the efforts of two University of Virginia physicists who discovered a new class of efficient hydrogen storage materials that could make storage and transportation of this alternative energy source a much more affordable reality. With fuel costs soaring and crude oil hovering at or near $100 per barrel, the need for new fuel sources is more paramount than ever. University of Virginia physicists Balave S. Shivaram and Adam B. Phillips have discovered a new class of hydrogen storage materials that could make the storage and transportation of this form of energy much more efficient and affordable through higher-performing hydrogen fuel cells. They presented their findings at the International Symposium on Materials Issues in a Hydrogen Economy during November in Richmond, Virginia. Their research was supported by the National Science Foundation and the U.S. Department of Energy. Phillips said, "In terms of hydrogen absorption, these materials could prove a world record. Most materials today absorb only 7 to 8% of hydrogen by weight and only at extremely low or cryogenic temperatures. Our materials absorb hydrogen up to 14% by weight at room temperature. By absorbing a much higher percentage of hydrogen than previous materials, while exhibiting faster kinetics at room temperature and much lower pressures, they are inexpensive and simple to produce." He went on to say, "The new materials could help make the dream of a hydrogen economy come true. In the quest for alternative fuels, this discovery could potentially provide a highly affordable solution to energy storage and transportation problems with a wide variety of applications." Shivaram said, "These materials are the next generation in hydrogen fuel storage materials. Unlike any others we have seen before, they have passed every litmus test that we have performed, and we believe they have the potential to have a large impact." The inventors believe the novel materials will translate to the marketplace and are working with the UVA Patent Foundation to protect their discovery. Chris Harris, Senior Licensing Manager for the UVA Patent Foundation, said, "The UVA Patent Foundation is very excited to be working with a material that one day may be used by millions in everyday life. Dr. Phillips and Dr. Shivaram have made an incredible breakthrough in the area of hydrogen absorption." With the ever-expanding energy needs in this country, as well as the rest of the world, I'm sure most all of our listening community look forward to the day when we will realize the benefits of these discoveries. You've been listening to The Oscar Show. I'm Jacob Cannon. Join us next week when our topic will be the work of Carla Green, Associate Professor of Biology at the University of Virginia, and her research concerning the circadian clock and various aspects of physiology and metabolism. For more information about scholarship, creativity, and research, please visit oscar.virginia.edu. Did you miss a show? Then go to www.cvillepodcast.com. Questions about this program? Call 434-924-0885 or email wtju@virginia.edu.